When the two presidents of the Republic, South Sudan and the Republic of Sudan, signed a cooperation agreement for the normalization of relations and to enter into business, it's easier that the signing was in 2012, year 2012. Now the beginning of this cooperation agreement is to start with the normalization of the relations of the border security situation. And that normalization to begin with the pulling back of the forces in the front line. It took a long time for some technical reasons, but now we have started moving the forces away from the border area. Sudan government has moved its forces away from where they were before, and also we have moved our forces also 10 to 15 kilometers, some even to 20 kilometers from the where they were, and that will create a buffer zone between the two countries, from Ethiopia down up to Central Africa Republic. That will be called a safe border demilitarized zone, where only the police shall remain with the local government. And along this area will be patrolled by UNISFA, a UN force in the area of Abyei. Will be deployed and will take charge of the security of this area. We will then start the opening of the corridor, movement of goods and people between the two countries. We will start with four places. So we have completed the withdrawal, and therefore we are going to report that we have finished the withdrawal of the forces. And therefore, the next step will be the opening of the production point corridors. Four, in the beginning of four, the number may go later on to 11 places. So this is what this meeting is concerned about. Is what also going to say, yes, we have now complied with that part.
Yes.
And therefore, the other agreements can follow.
Yes, Honorable.
That's the purpose of that meeting.
Yes, Honorable, as you mentioned, that this is a progress in border issues. When the process, the two troops of Sudan and South Sudan withdrawal from the border?
We have been informed by UNISFA that they pulled out, I think sometime about three months back. They are pulled away. Yes, we delayed on our part because of the rain. And the terrain was not favorable, the movement of the heavy vehicles. So, but now we have completed now the withdrawal.
Yes, and also you talk about that after withdrawal, the two troops of Sudan and South Sudan from the border, that the police and UNISFA will take part in patrolling the areas. Are the UNISFA police are patrolling the area right now or not yet?
The units of forces are available in Gongmajar, and also they will be in rank, and also they will be patrolling. They have the aerial patrolling system. Helicopters will be moving by air, and also they will also be moving by land in that area to see that there's no presence of any army in that area. And also we have agreed also in France that there will also form joint patrolling forces, the Sudan Armed Forces and then the SPLA, which together patrol also the areas along our common border, so that also is not used by negative forces or say by the armed militia or rebels should not cross these borders and should not be along these borders.
Yes, and also, Honorable, can you tell us about reopening of border crossing? When the border crossing will be reopened?
It will be open as soon as we give the report that when it is confirmed by UNISA and ourselves, because we will also move to confirm that, then our units of the immigration and customs are now ready, with the Minister of Interior. They are ready to move to the site immediately. police is already deployed in the areas that have been left by the army. The police is there in those places. And the unit of customs, unit of migration, will also be opened as soon as we finish this. In the upcoming meeting in Addis Ababa, then we'll fix the date. It will be on occasion that will be officially opened.
Yes, and also you talk about the 11 areas, crossing border areas. Can you mention all these areas, the 11 areas that you talk about?
We'll start first with four areas, and once that four areas are open, then we'll go to the next, the other seven.
So this is the priority that you are giving to the four areas. Can you tell us which are these areas?
One is in Panakwan. This is a village front near, leading to Ruang and Unity State, let's say another village. And then the other is in the south in Nagunatanai, the area of Tioda. The other two are in Mujung Unity, and then another station. There are four in Northern Baragi, in the former Northern Baragi Valley. So these are the four places to be opened.